ho, ho, ho. You know, if St. Nicholas could see how he's portrayed now, he wouldn't recognize himself. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, the Santa Claus figure we heard up front bears little resemblance to the historical figure. And some people see Jesus of Nazareth in the same way.
John, we're asking the question, who was Jesus Christ? C.S. Lewis famously framed the argument, Jesus was Lord, liar, or lunatic. However, there's one more option we ought to consider. Jesus was a legend.
You mean the suggestion that stories about Jesus sort of evolved and the modern Jesus is not the same person as the first century figure?
And that's a popular idea, isn't it? It's as if every generation embellished the story. They all added layer upon layer until Jesus became unrecognizable, ending up with the legendary figure we have today. But that's not how it happened. Our understanding of Jesus in the 21st century is based on documents written in the first century. We're reading the same texts as the early Christians, ancient sources written within the lifetime of people who witnessed Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. The date of these documents means there was no time for legend to occur. If people tried to make things up, others could speak out.
Yeah, they'd say, that's not what happened. I know, because I was there.
Legend requires a long time, and you just don't have that with the biblical documents.
Right.
Finally, you read the Gospels. You understand. You're reading history. The authors describe real people, places, events. Jesus was no liar, no lunatic, no legend. Jesus was and is Lord and God.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. Alec has written a jigsaw guide to making sense of the world, and you can learn more at reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.